Supanika Ordonez lives in Juneau. She was diagnosed with PTSD in 2020. It took about 9 months to get there. She attributes some of that to her upbringing in an Asian and Hispanic household.
I don't know if it's just the culture or what, but I think I was always just kind of raised that, you know, you kind of take care of your own problems. Asking for help is a weakness.
She thinks it's the stigma around mental health that makes people afraid to seek help. That was the case for her.
I think my dad, you know, especially felt like, you know, since he wasn't white, that he was held to like a higher standard than others. And so he kind of transferred it up to us kids, where we were kind of held at higher standards to others. And so my parents were very strict.
By talking with others experiencing their own struggles, Ordonez found her voice and made connections. She was able to make sense of her past experiences and relationships.
Finding my voice helped me kind of realize, like, oh, that's I need to get help. I need to do something to change kind of like this cycle that I've been on.
Just talking can help, but that's not always as easy as it seems. She says her aunt committed suicide when she was a teenager, but it wasn't something that was really talked about in the family.
We didn't tend to talk about anything bad.
Alma Manabat Parker can relate to Ordonez's story. She is the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition's Health Equity Coordinator, and she's also Filipina.
Many of the family members that I grew up around, it was more of an issue of trying to take care of it within the family and not bring shame or any disrespect to the family name.
Parker and others with the Wellness Coalition are working on creating outreach programs to decrease the stigma placed on seeking help. She says that includes a podcast with episodes focused on mental health.
And we hope that opens the doors to conversations at a safe space again.
Corlea LaForce is a psychotherapist in Juneau. She's also bisexual and a woman of color. She says therapists who don't belong to a marginalized group can minimize microaggressions or traumatic racial experiences and do harm if they don't understand racism.
And that feels very lonely as a person of color.
LaForce says it's very validating when she works with a minority client who is trying to address issues of race.
There's this trust that I get it, I see it, it's real. And I watch my clients of color like settle, knowing that they're being believed, knowing that their experience is being seen as real in my eyes.
Ketchikan residents can seek help through Ketchikan Wellness Coalition at ktnkwc.org. Nationally, more resources can be found at minorityhealth.hhs.gov. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.